Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the second of six games in a series between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas in Madison, Alabama. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by a very special guest. It's the Director of Player Development for the Brewers, Spencer Allen. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
It's been a big-time change for you. Last year, you were the field coordinator for the organization. Now you've moved up to the Director of Player Development role. What has that transition been like for you this season?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, first off, very lucky to be part of the Brewers organization. Honestly, it's been a smooth transition. I'm doing similar duties as a field coordinator. I think one of the biggest changes is just, peek behind the curtain in the front office and really trying to see how moves are made, and my focus is probably a little bit more lower level, but really still looking at the total picture here. It's been fun.
How much do you enjoy getting that little peek behind the curtain of the front office?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I think there's no doubt. Number one, it's still player development, right? And we still want to put people first. But I think one of the things that the Brewers just have done such a great job of is just really having a process in what they do. And I think that's one of my biggest takeaways. Everything from how we acquire players to moves that are made. There's a system and process in place, and so just really getting a look at that and why decisions are made. It's been fun.
You mentioned about that process. There's a reason why the Milwaukee Brewers have had so many guys graduate from this system, especially this season as well. Seven different guys from the Shuckers team from last year have already made their big league debuts. How special is it seeing that homegrown talent making it to the big leagues, and then guys like Jackson Chourio, Tobias Myers excelling at the big league level?
Yeah, I just think it speaks to the synergy from, like you said, the international scouting side, domestic scouting side, and then as well as player development, and then having that synergy with the big league staff, knowing what we're kind of the North Star is, what we're aiming for. I just think we're in a great spot right now, and it's fun to be a part of, and just really happy for the young men that have put a lot of work, because at the end of the day, that's the credit goes to them as they've really put a lot of work into their craft.
You've been in player development throughout your career as a coach. Wasn't always, though, at the professional level. You spent a lot of your time at the college level. You were the head coach at Northwestern for a few years before moving over to the Brewers organization. What has that transition been like from college players to pro players?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you're still trying to teach. Coming from college, there's no doubt, right, of you have this sort of development period, right, of fall. And then it's you're trying to win, right? So I think the biggest change is just this never losing the focus of development, right? We're going out to compete, and we want to beat the Trash Pandas tonight, but we understand the bigger picture, right? And it's about the development of our young men. So I think that's just the biggest difference, I'd say.
Well, and you mentioned that you work a lot with the lower levels. Those guys are usually the same age as the guys that you coached in college. Does that make it easier for you to transition when you're around a lot of the same age players as you were at Northwestern?
Yeah, and first off, I used to always sit here and look out there with these pro players and go, this guy would have been an all-Big Ten player. This guy would have been an all-Big Ten player. So the talent that I get an opportunity to work with, I don't lose sight of that, of just how good of players that they are. But then to the same point of they still deal with, girlfriends and families, and they still have lives outside of baseball that you want to be there to help mentor. And I do really enjoy that piece of it.
How much do you enjoy that outside of it, of developing these guys, not only as players, but helping develop them as human beings as well? Because even on this roster, Dylan Array's all 20 years old.
Yeah. And again, I think each player, it comes to this in a different spot. I think there's a reason why Dylan Array has moved so fast. One of it, obviously, very talented. But, what a great head on his shoulders, the ability and understanding of what it takes to do day in and day out work-wise. And not being able to beat himself up for failures that are inevitable. So I just think that's something that is fun to watch a guy like Dylan just handle professional baseball, because it's not easy.
A lot of guys will be making that transition to pro ball in about a month. MLB first year player draft coming up, which is a busy time of year for you guys in the front office. What does this next month look like preparation wise for that first year player draft?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that there's a change, right, in MLB, right? We have this 165 number, right, of players that we have to stay under. So that's one big change. I think it's an exciting time. There's no doubt. You start to, with the College World Series going on right now, you're following certain players. And, and ultimately here in about a month, we're going to get a new crop of players and got to onboard them to the Brewers way and ultimately welcome them to the organization. So it's an exciting time.
Is there a lot of excitement when it builds up towards the draft, almost like Christmas Day for the scouts, for you, the cross-checkers, everybody in the organization, when 12 months and sometimes even more of scouting and cross-checking and looking these guys and watching and meeting finally comes to fruition on draft day?
Yeah, and I think for sure for the scouts, I mean, that's I don't want to take that away from them. I mean, that hard work that they put in Yeah, but it's exciting for us, you know, because again, these are guys. It seems like yesterday Brock Wilkin was just showing up, right? And I had a chance to work with Brock Wilkin with the USA Baseball a little bit, so I had some history with them. So it's just fun to hear those stories. My time in college baseball, I oftentimes know the coaches that these guys played for, and so it's fun. But I know the scouts really enjoy the 3 days coming up here in July.
Well, hey, it's an exciting time. Appreciate the time today. Thanks much.
Doug, thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shunkers Trash Pandas coming up next.